ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवते उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिके। वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 5 चैप्टर 19 टेक्स्ट नंबर 7। द नेम ऑफ द चैप्टर इज द आइलैंड ऑफ जंबुदीप। A description of the island of Jambudvip. Na janma nunam mahato na saubhagam na vang na buddhir na kritish toshahetuh तैर या विसृष्टान अपि नो बनौकशस चकार सख्ये वत लक्ष्मणाग्रजः न जन्म नूनं महतो न सौभगम् न वांग न बुद्धिर्न कृतिस्तोष हेतुः न वांग न बुद्धिर्न कृतितोष हेतुः तैर्विसृष्टानपि नो वनौकशस् चकार सख्येवत लक्ष्मणाग्रजः न जन्म नूनं महतो न सौभगम् न वांग न बुद्धिर्न कृतितोष हेतुः तैर्यद् विसृष्टानपि नो वनौकशस् चकार सख्येवत लक्ष्मणाग्रजः न जन्म नूनं महतो न सौभगम् न वांग न बुद्धिर्न कृतितोष हेतुः तैरर्द्विसृष्टानपि नो वनौकशस् चकार सख्येवत लक्ष्मणाग्रजः Any messages? Okay, so what to our translation? Na, not. Janma, birth in a very polished aristocratic family. Noonam, indeed. Mahataha, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Na, nor. Saubhagam, great fortune. Na, nor. Bak, an elegant manner of speaking. Na, nor. Buddhihi, sharpness of intelligence. Na, not. Akritihi, features of the body. Toshahetuhu, the cause of pleasure to the Lord. Taihi, by all those above mentioned qualities. Yat, because. Visrishtan, rejected. Api, although. Naha, us. Banaukashaha, it should be ukashaha, it's okashaha. After Sandhivi said they have written okashaha, it should be ukashaha. There is, in Sanskrit there is a principle in between sandhis. When o and u becomes together, then it becomes au. O and u. Anyway, sir. Vana okashah, the inhabitants of the forest. Chakara, accepted. Sakhi, in friendship. Bata, alas. Lakshana grajaha, Lord Sri Ramachandra, the elder brother of Lakshmana. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Maharaj ki. Translation. One cannot establish a friendship with the Supreme Lord Ramachandra on the basis of material qualities, such as one's birth in an aristocratic family, one's personal beauty, one's eloquence, one's sharp intelligence, or one's superior race or nation. None of these qualifications is actually a prerequisite for friendship with the Lord Sri Ramachandra. Otherwise, how is it possible that although we uncivilized inhabitants of the forest have not taken noble births, although we have no physical beauty, and although we cannot speak like gentlemen, Lord Ramachandra has nevertheless accepted us as his friends. Purport. In a prayer to Krishna, expressing her feelings, Srimati Kunti Devi called him Akinchana Gochara. The prefix A means not, and Kinchana, something of this material world. One may be very proud of his prestigious positions, material wealth, beauty, education, and so on. But although these are certainly good qualifications in material dealings, they are not necessary for achieving friendship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One who possesses all these material qualities is expected to become a devotee, and when he actually does, the qualities are properly utilized. Those who are puffed up by high worth, wealth, education and personal beauty, Janma Ishwara Sruta Srivir, unfortunately don't care for developing Krishna consciousness, nor does the Supreme Personality of Godhead care about all these material qualifications. The Supreme Lord is achieved by devotion, bhakti amam abhijanati. One's devotion and sincere desire to serve Supreme Personality of Godhead are the only qualifications. Rupa Goswami has also said that the price for achieving God's favor is simply one's sincere eagerness to have it. Laulyam ekam mulyam. In the Chaitanya Bhagavata, it is said, Kulavecha sevakara Especially Sridhar, no? Kulavecha. Sevakara has been written. Because in the translation it has been written Sridhar. Name was Kulavecha Sridhara. Kulavecha sevakara dekha bhagya shima Brahma Siva Kande Yara Dekhiya Mahima Dhane Jane Panditti Krishna Nahi Pai Kevala Bhaktira Vasha Chaitanya Goshai. Behold the great fortune of this devotee Kulavecha. Lord Brahma and Shiva set tears upon seeing his greatness. One cannot attain Lord Krishna by any amount of wealth, followers or learning. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is controlled only by pure devotion. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had a very sincere devotee whose name was Kulavecha Sridhar and whose only business was to sell pots made of the skin of banana trees. Whatever income he had, he used 50% for the worship of Mother Gangas and with the other 50% he provided for his necessities. On the whole, he was so very poor that he lived in a cottage that had a broken roof with many holes in it. He could not afford brass utensils and therefore he drank water from an iron pot. Nevertheless, he was a great devotee of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is a typical example of how a poor man with no material possessions can become a most exalted devotee of the Lord. The conclusion is that one cannot attain shelter at the lotus feet of the Lord Krishna or Sri Chaitanya Gosai through material opulences. That shelter is attainable only by pure devotional service. Anya vilasita sunyam jnana karmati anavritam anukulyane Krishna anusilanam bhakti ruttama. One should render transcendental loving service to the Supreme Krishna, Lord Krishna, favorably and without desire for material benefit, profit, or gain through fruitive activities or philosophical speculation. That is called pure devotional service. Om ajnanati mirandhasya jnananjana salakaya chakshurun militam jena tasmi sri gurave namaha sri chaitanya manobhishtam sthapitam jena bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Svapadanti Vandiyam Sri Guru Sri Yukta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnam Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunatha Nitam Tang Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhuta Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sagana Lalita Sri Vishakha Nitamsa He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Chakatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vansha Kalpata Rubhasa Krupa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadara Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhakti Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama Hare Hare Najan Manunam Mahato Na Saubhagam Na Vang Na Buddhir Na Kriti Tosha Heto Tairyad Visrishna Na Pino Vano Kasas Chakara Shakhi Vata Lakmana Grajaha. In this text we are getting some very valuable information for our spiritual life. Everybody, this whole lessons Srila Prabhupada has put in compact form in his purport, that how a devotee should practice devotional service with all the Vaishnava qualities so that he will practice in such a way that Supreme Lord will please, and all the Vaishnavas will also become happy in his devotional service. Because in the purport, in the translation, Srila Prabhupada is translating, there is no qualification is actually, none of these qualifications is actually prerequisite for friendship with the Sri Lord Ramachandra. Maybe it's Lord Ramachandra, but even Krishna, in his first times, many times he went to those people, to those devotees who are very poor. They don't have money, they don't have nice flat or money, they don't have very good body, beautiful body, nothing else. They don't have any educations. When he went to Mathura, we know that he delivered one woman. So, in this way, Krishna also never is demanding that bhakti requires all these things. How we can start bhakti? Actually, this lesson has been taught in third canto by Kapil Bhagavan to Mother Devahuti. He is saying, viraga yena purushaha. He is saying in this word, purusha, a jiva, how he can start bhakti? He should have at least little bit of detachment. If he don't have vairaga, he cannot practice devotional service. For practicing devotional service, we need vairaga. We need detachment from this material life, materialistic life. Then why it is required? To know all these things, again she is asking to the Lord, you please describe me about this samsara, how it is, how the living entity takes birth, how the living entity again dies, kaise wo mar raha hai, kaise janam le raha hai. He is explaining that, yes, she is saying, she is asking to the Lord. Then Lord is explaining all these things. He is ultimately saying, if somebody wants to really do devotional service nicely, start, then he has to, a living entity has to at least have some amount of vairaga. Otherwise he can start devotional service. Although in our missions we know that we are all yukta vairagi. But for becoming a yukta vairagi, we have to become very qualified. Otherwise sometimes it has seen that we are misutilizing our beautiful body. Sometimes we are misutilizing money, although we have money, wealth, everything else. Sometimes we are also misutilizing educations. In the name of educations, we are trying to get name and fame, all these things. And same context, he is saying that in the chapter 25, canto 3, that how a living entity should practice devotional service in the beginning, starting from adau shraddha tata sadhu sangha. But Vishwanath is explaining in the same, in first canto, chapter 2nd, before shraddha there is another two steps, actually real, which we should understand. He is explaining satam krupa mahat seva, then shraddha is coming. Shraddha is never comes if a saintly person is not blessings upon a devotee. That's a satam krupa. But satam krupa, although Krishna's devotees are giving blessings to the fallen conditioned souls, if fallen conditioned souls does not serve the saintly persons, then that shraddha is not really come. That's why he is saying satam krupa mahat seva tata shraddha. Then sadhu sangha. Sadhu sangha means guru padasraya. That sadhu sangha, association of devotee, means does not mean that we are coming and hearing Krishna katha. By that way, we are reviving our Krishna consciousness. But actually, association takes place when we are taking shelter of his spiritual master. And in that same context, he is explaining what is pure devotional service. He is saying, pure devotional service starts with vairagya, and after that, according to the instruction of the spiritual master, a devotee performs devotional service under his guidance. Then pure devotional service takes place. Otherwise, pure devotional service is not really easy for everybody to practice. And in the same context, after asking, when she asks the questions to Bhagavan Kapiladev, Kapiladev is saying, Bhakti Yoga Bahuvidha. Bhakti Yoga Bahuvidha. He is explaining that there are varieties of Bhakti Yoga. There are so many varieties of Bhakti Yogas. He Bhavini, there are so many varieties of Bhakti Yoga. And among them, he is explaining that Bhakti Yoga Bahuvidha Margair Bhavini Bhavyate Sobhava Guna Margena Sobhava Guna Margena. There is another thing that I don't remember really. He is saying that Sobhava Guna Margena Bhakti Yoga starts, becomes different actually. The living entity starts Bhakti Yoga, that how he is explaining. He is explaining that Bhakti Yoga is pure, it is completely transcendental. It is not in three modes of, under that three modes of material nature, Bhakti Yoga. It is completely transcendental. Then why is saying Bhakti Yoga is so many varieties? It has so many varieties. Bahuvida. It is not that he is explaining Bhakti Yoga is Karma Mishra Bhakti, Jnana Mishra Bhakti and Suddha Bhakti. He is not explaining like in that way, but he is explaining there are so many unlimited ways of Bhakti Yoga. Bhakti Yoga Bahuvida. Vidha means varieties. Bahuvida means there are so many varieties of Bhakti Yoga. And in that way he is explaining that Tamas Bhakti Yoga, Tamasik Bhakti Yoga, then Rajasik Bhakti Yoga, then Sattik Bhakti Yoga. Then again he is dividing this Tamasik Bhakti Yoga into three. Then again he is dividing Rajasik Bhakti Yoga into three sections. Then Sattik Bhakti Yoga into three sections. In this way he is dividing Bhakti Yoga into nine varieties. So within this Bhakti Yoga, there are so many varieties of Bhakti Yoga. He is explaining how this Bhakti Yoga can bring us to the level of Sattvic Allo, but in Sattvic level we are getting liberation. Salukya, Sarupya, Srashti, Shamipya and etc. But after that, this pure devotional service is not requiring any qualification. It requires only the blessings of the devotees of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But he is explaining what is Tamasik Bhakti Yoga. He is explaining there are Tamasik means he is explaining those devotees who are performing devotional service, they have a mood of angry. They are completely anger. And they have violence, they have hinsa, all these things, hatred. They are performing devotional service with all these bad qualities. They are angry upon different varieties of devotees, other peoples. And with that they are performing devotional service. And that's why this Bhakti Yoga is called Tamasik Bhakti Yoga. Then he is again dividing this Tamasik Bhakti Yoga into three varieties. Tamasik Bhakti Yoga of third grade, Tamasik Bhakti Yoga of second grade, medium grade, then Tamasik Bhakti Yoga of first class grade. That Tamasik Bhakti Yoga, that which is third grade, he is explaining the devotees are practicing Bhakti Yoga to give harm to other peoples, other devotees. Only they are worshipping Lord Krishna to give problems to other devotees. The purpose of their chanting and other devotional practice is to have a mental desire, very subtle desire is there in the mind that person should. It means they are envious completely. Some or other. Little bit of enviousness is there existing in the mind, then it is called Tamasic Bhakti Yoga, third grade. They never want the welfare of the other people. Then he is saying that second grade people, those who are performing Tamasic devotional service, they have another desire. They are worshipping Lord Krishna and others, but they have a different mood. Like they are worshipping for getting wealth. Not wealth actually. It is they are not worshipping for wealth. They are in a mood of hungry. That's why they want somebody should destroy, somebody should be killed by anybody else. Somebody should be disturbing in my spiritual life. That's why, oh Lord, he is the cause of my disturbances. So kick him away from here or do something else. Don't give him any chance to stay here or whatever may be. So that's he is in the mood of angry and doing violence to others. That's why it is called Tamasic Bhakti again, third grade. But in another sense he is saying that the second grade, they are also in angry mood, but that angry is in the subtle consciousness, subconsciousness is there. It is not coming out really. And he is explaining that when they are getting success from the Lord, then they are cheating also the Lord directly. Even if they are not taking care that he is the Lord, he gave me benedictions, he benedicted me, but still they are careless and they are cheating the Lord himself. That is called second type of tamasic bhakti yogi, those who are practicing devotional service, because they are cheating the Lord. Or the Lord gave him blessings, but they are cheating. But another type of tamasic bhakti yogi, they are in the angry mood in a different way. What they are doing, they are sometimes practicing devotional service in a better way. How? Because they are finding that we have Krishna consciousness temple, in outside they have also different Shiva temple or something else like that. They are celebrating the festivals and other things very nice way. So why not spend money? Let us spend lot of money. If we'll spend lot of money, then our celebration with all the people will become nice more than them. So in this way they are practicing devotional service and making the festival very nice. But actually the Lord is explaining that type of bhakti is called tamasic bhakti. Although it is tamasic bhakti, it is called first class tamasic bhakti because they are utilizing the money in the service of the Lord in a nice way. Yeah, that is come in the level of yatkurasi, yadasnasi, yadzuhasi, yadasi, yattapasasi, kamtiya, tatkurusva, madarpanam. Actually, yatkurasi and arpana, it is called in sattvic bhakti. It is not tamasic bhakti. Because when he will give the definitions of sattvic bhakti, he will come later on in that same chapter. So in this way, these three types of tamasic bhakti, a devotee, maybe a Krishna's devotee, maybe he is a artha, he is a jigyansu, or a jnani, or he may be whatever, maybe, or tharthi, but still they are practicing in this way, tamasic bhakti yoga. Rajasic bhakti yoga is also like that. Rajasic bhakti yoga means they are called arthatri. They are practicing bhakti yoga to get fame, to get name, to get money, to get wealth, to get followers, to get all these things. So that is Bhagavan Kapiladeva is explaining. If they are behind of all these things, they say Janma Isvare Sruta Srivir, if they are behind of all these things, then they are called Rajasic Bhakti Yogi. Because they are behind of wealth, they are behind of money, all this. And in that way, we can also divide, just like we divided into three categories of Tamasic Bhakti Yoga, similarly we can also divide also this Rajasic Bhakti Yoga. Just like if somebody has the money, but he is utilizing that money to kill somebody else. He is praying, "Oh Lord, give me money, I am to kill somebody else." The Lord is giving money, but Lord is not directly involved to killing somebody else. But that person who is performing devotional service, he is directly asking the Lord that that person is really becoming the cause of my spiritual life, so destroy him like that. But this person is not asking the Lord money for destroying somebody else, but he is asking money for some other purpose, for his sense gratification. Ultimately, a day is coming when that money is misutilized, and he is misutilizing the money. And so in that way, the Rajasiki Bhakti Yoga has also three grades, like first class, second class, third class. So the conclusion here is that we have to practice devotional service in a pure mood. If we don't practice devotional service in a pure mood, then we cannot go back to Godhead. Because Lord is saying that in this chapter, Sugriva is saying, we don't have all these qualities, but we are very dear friend of Lord. We have a very good friendship. We have a very good friendship with the Lord Ramachandra. And when he is saying that we have a very good friendship with the Lord Ramachandra, he has that mentality, Lord is really taking care of us. We don't need all these things. He is considering not only himself, but also all his groups. As a king, he is explaining that whole my groups, like the whole banner groups, the monkey troops, those who came to fight with Ravana, is explaining, we are all from the monkey backgrounds. We have a very bad activities. We have a very bad tendencies. We are not really behaving with the people, gentlemen. When you will go to Vrindavan and Govardhan, you will find how the monkeys are behaving. They will come. They will come to your head and steal your specs or something else. Whatever. So monkeys, they have very bad, birth. Among 84 lakh species of life, monkey is bandar kon banna chahata hai? Nobody wants to become bandar in the vertical life. So, but Lord Ramachandra was so merciful, he created a very nice relationship, friendship with all the monkeys. So if Lord can create friendship with the monkeys, why Lord cannot create friendship with us? He can also create the friendship with us. But we don't have that qualifications. And main problem is that we have the ego. Since we have the ego, that's why the Lord is not really entering into our heart to establish very nice relationship with us. And in that Tamasiki Bhakti Yoga, he is explaining how we can pass through little bit ahead in the devotional service. Tamasik, Rajasik, then he is explaining Sattviki Bhakti Yoga. In Sattviki Bhakti Yoga, he is explaining that karma, sometimes it happens that the devotees, they want to do karma, or the Krishna's devotees, they want to do some karma. They are getting money and doing activities simultaneously, they are practicing devotional service. Like varnasram duties, varnasram karmas they want to do. They have to maintain the family, they have to do so many things. In this way, when they are practicing the devotional service, they are saying, we are offering our karma activities on the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Like when Raya Ramananda was working, Lord Chaitanya was saying him repeatedly that please give up this your job and come to Krishna consciousness fully. Raya Ramananda tried many times to come to Krishna consciousness. Ultimately he gave up the job and he came. He became fully Krishna consciousness. When Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was requested by Pratap Rudra that I want to meet the Lord, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, when he was requesting Lord Chaitanya that Pratap Rudra wanted to meet with you, he wanted to take your darshan, so be merciful upon Pratapudra. But he actually, Lord Chaitanya refused. I don't want to see the face of a person who are too much attached to money, wealth, fame, name, all these things. Visaira kena vartalap karilo. Why you speak a person who is completely influenced by the material modes of nature, name, fame, wealth, all these things. He was explaining like this. So he completely refused to Sarva Bhattacharya, I don't want to see the face of such person, he is a king. So that's Devi Kunti's prayer. This is actually very valuable for us, that Janma Isra Srita Srivir Edhamana Madhapuman Naiva Arhatya Vidhatum Vaitvam Akinchana Gocharam. Akinchana means, La Prabhupada is explaining, Nastir Kinchana Yashya Saha Kinchana. Those who don't have nothing else. That means sometimes we can say that they are also free from jnana and karma, everything else. Sometimes jnani also, they don't have wealth, they don't have beauty, they don't have janma, high worth, they don't have srutta, high educations, material educations. But they are stuck up with this jnana marga. Nirvishesha Jnana Marga. They are not pure devotee of the law. That's why Udaraha Sarva Vevite Jnanitvatma Vivamatam, Krishna is saying in Bhagavad Gita that Artha Arthati Jigyansu, they are completely Udara, but Jnani is very close to me. But that Jnani is, after many lifetimes, he understands that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So in this way, Prataprudra was not given chances by Lord Chaitanya to take his darshan, and also he said to Sarva Bhattacharya that I don't want to see the face of Prataprudra, King Prataprudra, and if he will again say me all these things, then I will give up this place, Jagannathpuri, then I will go to somewhere else, either Vrindavan or somewhere else. Then Sarva Bhattacharya did not say anything. But ultimately, Raya Ramanand, he gave up the job and he spoke to Prataprudra, now I am going to work with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, work with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu completely. I am going to take fully surrender on the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and he will bless me. And in that time, that Prataprudra was requesting Raya Ramanand, please request Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I am going to Jagannath Puri, he will give me darshan and my life will become successful. He was requesting to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Raya Ramanand. Then Raya Ramanand completely gave up the job because Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spoke previously to him. And when he came, Jagannath Puri, Raya Ramanand, he first of all went to Lord Chaitanya. There is a very good lesson that how the pure devotional service is started by the instruction of the Lord, the instruction of the spiritual master. Although Lord Chaitanya is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but still he is a guru. Krishna Vande Jagat Guru, that we know. As a guru, he was teaching the whole world. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when Raya Ramanand came to him, then Lord Chaitanya was discussing some confidential pastimes with Raya Ramanand. Ultimately, Raya Ramanand informed that King Prataprudra wanted to take your darshan, so please come, please shower your blessings on him. Then Lord Chaitanya, Raya Ramanand was talking in such a way, nice way, very humble way. So Lord Chaitanya became pleased with his attitude. Then he said, okay, if you will bring Prataprudra, then I will of course give him darshan. So we can understand that there is a way of expressing the message of Lord, giving the message of scriptures, so that everybody will become pleased. If we are not saying in a pleasing mode, in a humble mode, then everybody will become disgusted. They will not become happy. They will not give permissions to us. So therefore, our purpose is to present the Lord's instructions, Prabhupada's instructions to the people in such a way that people will become pleased in our preaching attitude. And when Lord Chaitanya became happy with Ra Ramanand, then Ra Ramanand did one thing actually. He said, Lord Chaitanya was asking, Ra Ramanand, you came to Puri, you came directly to me. Did you go to Jagannath, take darshan of Lord Jagannath? Then he said, no, I came directly to here. Now how you came, why did you come here directly to me? When Jagannath Puri, somebody is coming to Jagannath Puri, he should go directly to Lord Jagannath for taking darshan of the Lord. Why did you come to me? Then he is explaining that, Raramanand, he said, I don't know. I have two legs. There is just like a wheel of a chariot. And I am sitting in the chariot. My soul is sitting in the chariot. Whatever information I got from my heart, I came immediately to you. I never had any attitude or information about Lord Jagannath. That ratha means my two pair hai, wo sidhe aapki ghar ki mukh ki taraf aa gaya. Aur mujhe kabhi Jagannath mandir ki taraf nahi liya. It never took me to the Jagannath temple. So that is a very good example of, although these people were quite opulent enough in their Janma Isra Srita Srivir, but Lord Chaitanya listened to them. But Lord Chaitanya did not listen to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Why? Either he must have been influenced by this Janma Isra Srita Srivir. Little bit maybe. Although Lord Chaitanya said that I came to Jagannath Puri, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya became the pure devotee of the Lord, my mission became successful. But still, he is sometimes not listening to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, but he is listening to Lord Rai Ramanand. So therefore, we can understand that if we will take good association of the devotees, those who are pure devotees of the Lord, of course, we will become able to please the Lord and we will get His mercy very soon. Just like we can understand that when Sanak Sanatan went to Vaikuntha to take darshan of the Lord, before to that, Brahma gave knowledge to Sanak Sanatan. What about Nirvishesha Brahma? He never gave him the transcendental form, name of the Lord. He did never give this knowledge of transcendental form of the Lord, name, everything else, name. So when these four Kumaras came to Vaikuntha, they were fighting with Jaya Vijay. Ultimately they cost them, Jaya and Vijay. And when Lord appeared before them, manifested before all these Jaya Vijay and four Kumaras, then one very nice things happened. Everybody is becoming happy. Jaya Vijay became happy, and also Sanak, Sanatan, Sanandan and Sanat Kumar. But Sanak, Sanatan, Sanat Kumar, in a moment Lord is saying something else to them, trying to make them convinced that whatever has happened by the will, by the desire of me, not by yours desire. So Lord Vishnu is saying something else indirectly. Sanak Sanatan is reacting to Lord Vishnu. And is saying that, O Lord, since we have cursed to your two associates, Jaya Vijay, you must have become unhappy upon us. Because a Lord never wants to become separate from his associates. So, but Lord Vishnu never says anything else. He's just laughing. But in that laughing, there is a very suggestive meaning is coming from that laughing, that Sanak Sanatan, they are understanding actually. They are saying that, Sanak Sanatan is reacting, they are saying that, we know that Lord are not really completely happy on us, although He came to the door of the Vaikuntha and he gave darshans to us, but still he is not fully happy because we cursed Jayavijaya, his associates. Actually, because of that, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is saying that Sanak Sanatan, they did not have the access to Lord's form, name, everything else. They are Nirvishesha Brahma Jnani. But when, by the mercy of Lord, they got the association of the Lord and took the darshan of the Lord. But because of that, they were supposed to achieve Dasya Prema. But they did not able to get that Dasya Prema because they commit offenses on the lotus feet of the Vaishnavas, like Jayavijaya, very important associates of the Lord. And that's why they had to come to the level of Santa Prema, which is very harmful. And in that context, Vishwanath is explaining that the devotees who are practicing Krishna and the consciousness, if they want to go to the level of Bhava, then they should not commit at all any Vaishnava offenses. If the offense is very deep, then they have to fall down. If the offense is in the medium grade, then they have to come to the level of from Dasya Prema, they have to come to the level of, like previously they were like that, like Brahma Jnani, they had to come even to the level of Brahma Jnani. But he is saying, if the offense is not very less, it's very less, just like little bit, then because of that you have to fall down little bit from the spiritual path, from Bhava level to maybe some level like Ruchi, Asakti, some level. So that's why Sanak Sanatan fall down from the Bhava level like Dasya Prema to the level of Santa Bhava. So therefore we have to become very careful about practicing devotional. It's not very easy to ride to the platform of Bhava. Maybe some people are criticizing, he's a mental man, he's a mental man, he has that type of devotion, he's not understanding, whatever maybe. But since we have practiced before devotional service very seriously, that's why he come to that level of Bhava. Like we can say, why Bharat Maharaj was called Jada? Why he was not saying anything, although Rahu Gana picked him up from the paddy field and try to engage him in different people. He did not say anything else. And that Bharat Maharaj knows the value of Bhava. Then he lifted himself by remaining Jada throughout his life. So, our purpose is to become very serious in spiritual life. If we will become serious, of course a day will come when we will be lifted to the level of Bhava and ultimately Krishna Prema. That Srila Prabhupada is explaining Adav Sradhatata Sadhu Sangha and etc. And we can create a very nice relationship with the Lord, maybe friendship or whatever may be. So, in that Rajasik Bhakti section and Sattvic Bhakti sections, we are getting so many informations which we really don't have time to discuss all these things here. There are so many things, Sattvic Bhakti Yoga, that Lord Kapil Dev is explaining to his mother. We have to go through that topic to make us very serious that, and we can also do cultivation in spiritual life. We can understand what bhakta, in which level he is there. Then we can guide him in a perfect way. If we don't know in which level a devotee is performing devotional service, then we will not become able to guide him properly. Therefore, we have to take the lessons of Srila Prabhupada, whatever he is giving in this purport, and he is saying ultimately, the conclusion is that one cannot attain the shelter at the lotus feet of the Lord Krishna, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahagosai, through material affluences. And that's why Devi Kunti is saying, Vipada Santu Taha Sasu Tatra Tatra Jagat Guru Bhavataha Darshanam Yachyad Apunar Bhava Darshanam. He is saying, previously we have everything else, but we did not achieve you. So when all these material affluences we are not available with me, then you came to give us shelter. So when this material opens now, after killing Duryodhan and all of his Dhritarashtra families, we got all these opulences, and all these opulences when you got, then you are trying to give us up. So therefore, please stay with us, and we don't want all these things. So there is a nature of a pure devotee, like Kunti was requesting. That is a proper way of surrendering all these things to Lord. It is not that, just like Tamasik Bhakti Yogi, the second class, to cheat the Lord, we are sometimes saying in the face, but something is there in the heart. So we have to put the mouth and heart together, then Krishna can listen our prayer. Thank you so much. If somebody has any comments or questions, they can ask, or something else like that.
Hare Krishna, Guruji. You were mentioning in the beginning of the class that on the platform of Satogun, we can get liberation.
Yeah. We can get all the varieties of liberation, Sarupya, Sarasthi, Swamipya.
Yeah. The platform Satogun also, huh?
Yes. That is not pure goodness. That is goodness. That is called Satyak Bhakti. Pure goodness gives bhakti. Actually, in that section, Lord Kapiladev is explaining, bhakti is the process and bhakti is also the fruit. Although prema is the fruit, after prema, what a devotee wants? He wants also to do bhakti. That's why Lord Chaitanya said, bhavatad bhakti rahetu kitui. We don't want anything else. Mama janmani janmani sri bhavatad bhakti rahetu kitui. That's why he is explaining, bhakti is the process and also bhakti is the fruit. So Satyak means, he is explaining it, our liberation. And all the karmas, if he is surrendering to Krishna in a proper way, then that starts to give liberation according to the desire of the person who performs devotional service.
Guruji, as per our little understanding, we feel that, we understand that even Brahma Jyoti, what to talk of Sarupya and Salokya. So even Brahma Jyoti is also transcendence. So how we understand that at the platform of goodness we can get transcendence? Even Brahma Jyoti, what to talk of beyond that for others? Because we hear that we have to go to transcendental world, then we have to transcend these three modes.
Yeah.
So then little difficult to understand that how in goodness we can still go. Even if we desire, but we are in the platform of goodness.
You are saying that even the Brahma Jyoti, those who are getting the Brahma Jyoti, so they are beyond the three modes of material nature?
As per little understanding, we feel like that.
Srila Prabhupada is saying they are also falling down again from Brahma Jyoti level.
Okay.
They are not really beyond the modes of material nature. Because they are in Satyak, right? Mode of goodness. They are not in pure goodness. Pure goodness means Krishna. Vasudeva sabditam. Pure goodness means Vasudeva. Vasudeva means Vasudeva has a qualifications to manifest Krishna. Because he is pure goodness. So goodness means, pure goodness means it does not have mix with these three modes of material nature. Neither with karma or jnana. It's only bhakti. That's why I said that bhakti is the process and bhakti is the fruit. Bhakti is the cause of bhakti. So therefore, those who are reaching to the platform of Brahma Jyoti, they are still have to fall down. There is no other way.
Guruji, those who go, like you are telling, Sarupya and Salokya, etc., also at the platform of goodness you can achieve. So Salokya, as we understand, is like living with the Lord in the any of the Vaikuntha planets.
Yeah.
So again, it is really coming in the mind that how on the platform of goodness somebody can live with the Lord in the Vaikuntha planets.
When they are goodness in another state, when they are receiving, when they are arriving a stage of liberation, like Sarupya, Samipya, Srishti, then they are coming gradually to the, like Bahunam Janmanam Ante Jnana Vanma Prabhadyante. After many verses, same Jnani, after many verses, Prabhupada is translating. Then he come to the conclusion that Vasudeva is Sarvam, Vasudeva is everything else. When he is understanding that Vasudeva is everything, I have to surrender.
Yeah.
Then he's come to the, surrender means it's pure goodness.
Yeah.
Surrender means it's pure goodness.
Yeah.
And when Vasudeva is everything else, they are attaining Sarupya, Sarasthi, Samipya according to their desire.
Then it becomes like Janma Karma Chamedivyam, Yom Yuveti Tatvata. So one who knows, that is pure goodness, it again comes to.
Yeah, he comes to the level of pure goodness. But still, they are getting liberation of different, going to Vaikuntha and achieving all these things.
Yeah, so in the platform of goodness, they can achieve Vaikuntha.
No, there is a pure goodness.
That is pure goodness. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, you know, just like bhava, prema. Prema and bhava. How you can put together these things? There is a level where bhava transforms into prema. And in prema, nobody falls down.
Yeah.
Ultimately, up to the level of bhava, like Vishwanath is explaining, that verse in Srimad Bhagavatam, that when somebody performs devotional service, his papa, his avadra, destroys completely. Just like not completely, he's saying that almost to nil.
Yeah.
You know, that verse is explaining in the Bhagavatam, almost to nil, his avadra is destroyed. So almost to nil, that Vishwanath is explaining that how it is that can be understood that he's explaining in his commentary that after practicing so many lives of devotional service in the level of bhava and his anarthas are destroyed, and when his anarthas are destroyed, still little bit anarthas are remaining. And he is not still in the level of prema. And when that little bit, maybe 0.00001%, is destroyed, then he is arriving in the level of prema. And when he is arriving in that level, then he is not, never falls down. So Sarasthi, Samipya, Salukya, if they are in the pure goodness, they are also in the pure, they are doing service to Lord Krishna and Lord Vishnu in Vaikuntha. So therefore we can consider in that point, we cannot find it out very sharply, you know, how we can separate all these things together.
Yeah, so like goodness, still we are saying that Brahmajyoti still is possible by goodness.
Yeah.
At least not beyond that. This one only mukti is possible through goodness. Sayujya.
Yeah. No, goodness is helpful for bhakti yoga.
Yeah, that is there.
Yeah. So therefore, pure goodness is there. When he arrives, he gets the achievement of Sarupya Mukti, all these things.
Yeah.
Then he starts. When Gopakumara, from Brihad Bhagavatam, it has been mentioned that when Gopakumara came from Vaikuntha, Govardhan, then Gopakumara, by chanting holy name of the Lord, in ecstasy, they became senseless. So then they are in that dream, they are seeing that one Vaikuntha, from Vaikuntha, one plane is coming and taking me to the Vaikuntha. Then in the midway of Vaikuntha, he wake up and he found that four persons, like four Vishnu Dutas, maybe two or three, whatever, maybe that's okay. So they are with them, and they are with him, and they find that what to be done. He said that Gopakumara. He said, where you are taking me? Now I am taking you to Vaikuntha. No, I don't want to go Vaikuntha. No, you have to go to Vaikuntha. No, I don't want liberation, all these things. No, we are going to change your body. We will have four hands. Like Sarupya Mukti, we will have, because this body is two hand forms, it's not qualified to go to Vaikuntha. In this body you cannot go. He said, okay, that's okay, but we don't want to go. I don't want to go Vaikuntha. I don't want to change my form. If you want to take me, then go take me with this body. Then they accepted his conditions. Then he said, okay, with this self and two bodies, you can go to Vaikuntha. So anyway, so sometimes the devotees, they are saying that we don't need the body Sarupya Mukti or something like that. We want to serve Krishna. So pure goodness and goodness is not very different. Little bit mixture of karma, jnana, all these things. Yeah. And in that karma, jnana, when it is destroyed, anukilasya, anyabhilasita, sunyam, jnana, karma, dhyanabhritam. And then when these things, little bit things is destroyed, then we are attaining the pure devotional service. And that is called pure goodness. And maybe in pure goodness we are in Vaikuntha, and we are serving, then we are, sometimes it has been explained in the scripture that the inhabitants of Vaikuntha also they are desiring to come to the earthly planet for practicing devotional service, so that they can go back to Godhead like Krishna's planet, Golok Vrindavan, even if they are not happy in Vaikuntha. So maybe pure goodness is there, but still this prema, the different varieties of prema is not available. Okay. Thank you. Granthras Srimad Bhagavatam Kij, Srila Prabhupada Maharaj Kij, Itai Gaur Premanande Hari Om.